Sending salam on the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu. Allah and all his angels in totality are all the time. Allah, who does not love partners with you, is allowing you to be a participant with him in sending the ruh and salam on Rasulullah. Not just about any action. And Allah has not said, I am the Musalli, I am with the Haji, I am with the Zakati. Allah said, Inna Allah ma'as-sabiri. I am with that person who makes sabr, who has patience, who patiently endures whatever trials and tribulation comes to him. يا الذين آمنوا أستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة أستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة seek the help of Allah with patience and salah meaning gaining his proximity. And the name Salah is given to two actions. One is what we know as the Salat that we perform, Namaz. But the action of sending Durood and Salam on the Holy Prophet alayhi salam is also called Salat o Salam. Because it is the only way to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is closer to us than, they say jugular vein, but it's the artery. If that artery is severed, you die instantly. If you sever the contact with Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are living physically, but you're spiritually dead. Don't let anyone break this one. But it has to be sincere. I had started last week on speaking on Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Wajhah, which I said would lead up to Muharram. But events are unfolding so fast in this world that we need to know what's happening. When a burning burns in Europe, everyone is very fast to build a building, an empty building, Notre Dame burned down. They fixed it up. The latest trend amongst Muslims, anything happens in the world, pray for this country, pray for that country. We pray for everyone every day in every salah. In every salah. That's why all our du'as are in the plural. Give us the best in this world. Rabbana atina dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina the best in this world, wa fil akhirah. And this policy that has been preached all the time, this dunya is not important, whether the next dunya is important. Then why Allah put this dua in the Quran? Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Give us the best in this world. And the word uses hasana. Hasana is also used for amal. And from this word we get the best models to go to Jannah, the leaders, Hassan and Hussein. The leaders of the youth of Jannah. So who will be the leaders of the old people of Jannah? There's no old people going to Jannah, everyone will be 23 years old. So these are the leaders of Jannah. Bibi Fatima, Zahra, radiallahu ta'ala anha, alayhi salatu wasalam, is the leader of the ladies of Jannah. Can you break your ta'alluq with these people? Huh? Can you break your ta'alluq? Can you break your association with these people? But alhamdulillah, Allah has His own plans. Allah says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Verily in the heaven and the earth, there are signs, la'ayati li ulil albab, for those who use the intelligence. Allazina yaskuruna Allah qiyamu wa qu'udu wa lajumdin, those who remember Allah to make the zikr of Allah in all their postures. Wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, and who make fikr, and who contemplate on what is happening on the heaven and earth. When we contemplate on nature, we see there's a divine order. Who's upsetting it? Man. Those who lived in Manhattan a long time, you know this area where all these new car agencies are, where the Virgin Active is? That was a preserved area. It was called the Bird Sanctuary. We saw the birds making hijra, migration, before we should see them flying over. And they fly in order also. They have the Amir at the front and the whole Jamaat of birds flies behind them. Now we don't see this. Why? Because they upset the ecosystem. So when it rains there, all the snakes and all come out, and everyone in the gym also gets very scared of the big mussels.
It sounds like a joke, but I'm trying to tell you about upsetting the system.
So you don't interfere. لا تبديل لكلمات الله. Don't interfere with the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, it's one thing we can tweet, go on Facebook, go on social media, pray for Sudan, no one is worried about Sudan. What's happening in Sudan? Because people are going to ask you, you're Muslim. What's happening in Sudan, my man? They say, no, pray for Sudan. Yeah, but we want to know what's happening. So I move away from a bit from the lecture and I want to come to this. After it got Umar bin Bashir, they put the whole government into the hands of a group called the Rapid Support Forces, RSF. Rapid Support Forces. Rapid Support
For whom?
Firstly, we don't ask.
Who are they supporting?
Like they call it the UNO, United Nations Organization.
United Nations against whom?
The International Monetary Fund.
International Monetary Fund for whom?
You see?
Who's controlling it? It's this age that we're living in, the age of deception, Dajjal.
When Dajjal, the human or figure, appears with his one eye, we will see.
But Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, watch out for this age,
the age of fitan, the age of mischief.
Mischief flies.
It literally goes over the 4G, now they want to ban 5G.
You see, because America has the capacity, and its allies, Israel, to control whatever you say
over WhatsApp, over Facebook, over this, over that. They even hear you. You'll be surprised if you're scrolling in, for example, Instagram, and you just speak about, you know, we need some stoves for the house. You suddenly see adverts for stoves coming.
Big brother is listening. Isn't this the big ears? Allah said, Ya'juj and Ma'juj will control the world, and they have big ears. If you're waiting for from Disneyland some characters to come out like Mickey Mouse, then you're under the influence of Donald and Duck. They said Ya'juj and Ma'juj will have Disney footprints. Can you not see the footprints? Ya'juj and Ma'juj controlling the world. Europe. You drive on the right. America, you drive on the left. Distinct footprints. Then you get meters and inches. Then for temperature, you get Celsius and Fahrenheit. Same thing, but they got their distinct footprints. We can see it. Allah wanted us to be in contact with Him. So He said, look for the new moon. Because when you see the new moon coming out, you're going to say from your sadr, from your center of perception, Allah. Allah said, look for the dawn when the sun is coming out. That's why Maulana Rumi, who was enlightened, but he wrote in Persian, it was for the elite. Then you get Yunus Emre rahmatullah alayhi, who wrote in Turkish. He said, after Fajr, don't go back to sleep. The universe has secrets to reveal to you. Have you seen a sunrise and sunset? Have you seen a moon rise and a moonset? So it's not about calculation, Saudi Arabia. They could calculate for years. But we are under Ya'juj and Ma'juj and the Dajjalic system. So they form this rapid support forces. A paramilitary group, meaning military rule, and they're supposed to come back to their so-called democracy, which the so-called leader of the free world goes to Britain and he picks out the mayor of London because he's a Muslim. Not that I agree with nation states, but it's there now, what can you do? But alhamdulillah, I must commend Sadiq Khan, he acted as a Muslim.
He said, if he wants to behave like an 11-year-old, I'm not going to behave like an 11-year-old. And that's what we Muslims got to learn.
They're not our teachers. Muhammad Rasulullah is our teacher. If people acted badly with him, he didn't act badly with them. He's Rahmatul Lil Alameen. But people made gustaki to his family. When they openly opposed his family, when they accused Bibi Aisha Siddiqa, when she lost her necklace, it was actually her sister Asma's necklace. And she returned to the young Sahaba, then everyone started whispering, "Oh, she had an affair. Astaghfirullah al-Azim." And unfortunately, innocent people get caught up in fitna, mischief. This is not preached to you, but one of the people who got caught up in this mischief was Hassan bin Thabit, the person who read the Naats for the Holy Prophet ﷺ. Eventually he realized he was wrong. And he made a Naat for Rasulullah ﷺ. He read it to Bibi Aisha and he said, "Please ask Rasulullah ﷺ to listen to me." Now there were about 50 people involved in this conspiracy. You know, to make salam is sunnah. But to reply is close to fard, you call it wajib. To reply. Today, unfortunately, if you're not dressed to the kurta and topi and this, I wear my pants and shirts. I dress according to the climatic conditions. Make me maaf if I'm a bodega, you know? And then people won't greet you. People won't greet you back. They don't even greet the teller because they got a platinum card. They treat the waiter bad. They don't greet the street sweeper. Rasulullah was very cross with the Sahaba when he didn't tell them that the lady who swept the mosque passed away. What this teaches you, adab. So, to put it very quickly, on the 3rd of June, this rapid support forces, meaning the military of Sudan, they had been overdoing it. They didn't want to elect another ruler. And people went on a protest and this Muhammad Hamdan Dagalo, the leader of RSF. Now, if you notice the pattern throughout the world, everything can't be false flag. Of course, the bombing in Hormuz now of the ship, and they're blaming Iran. And don't get very excited to blame Iran. Say, "Oh, how are they Shia rituals?" Leave the Akidah alone. But I'd rather put Rouhani on the White House seat. He looks nice. He dresses neat at least. Yeah? Although we don't need the White House because the green dome is enough for us. They got the white dome they can do for us, didn't they? As soon as they have a problem, Al-Madad Ya Aida. We say Al-Madad Ya Rasulullah. Then they don't have it. So again, like Venezuela, they disrupting Sudan. Why? Because in 2010, according to statistics, in 2010, 9 years ago, Sudan was the 17th fastest growing economy in the world. What they have? Oil. So the predatory elite, and we are all victims of the predatory elite, the Zionists are no more only Jews. Anyone who got a big bank balance is now a glorified Zionist. You understand? But Allah has his own plan. Alhamdulillah. For 600 years we were ruled by Turk. The Muslim world was ruled by the last caliphate. It is called the Uthmaniyya Caliphate, which they call the Ottoman Empire. They were Turks, the Turkish. The first people to break away from the Ottoman Empire, unfortunately, were Palestine. Some people won't like what I'm saying. Because they whispered into their ears, how can the Arabs rule you all? You all are Arabs, those are Turks. How can the Turks rule you? And we still have that same mentality now. Oh, how can you go to Garibun Nawaz and Baba Farid, Ganja Shakar and the Mazars in India? It's all Indian things. But Allah gave us a good leader. He has his faults, we all got faults, no one is perfect. Only the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is perfect. Insanul Kamil. And the five under his rida were perfected by Allah in this world. They were mahfuz. Ali, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein. If you think this is a Shia thing, go read your Bukhari, Sharif, Muslim, Tirmidhi. Read it in Tirmidhi and Muslim. Read it. There are hundreds of books. And Allah says, Inna ma yuridu la yuziba antum adris. Wa yudahikum tathira. I have purified these people under the shawl of Allah. That's why we call them Panj, five, tan, bodies, pak, that have been purified by Allah. So all the time when we were preaching this, they said, no, don't listen to Irshad and his India, Pakistan, Marana. They're really coming with the Indian Islam. Yeah, we know the Arab Islam. Huh? Yesterday was the anniversary, by the way, of Jannatul Baqi being destroyed by the Saudi regime. They were mazars. They were mazars. So, there's an uprising. There's a resurrection of Islam. Who's controlling it? Allah. Who? Allah. So 4 or 5 years ago, I was speaking of this Turkish series called Etrugal. People thought, what is this man talking about? Etrugal Ghazi, Rahmatullah Ali, was the father of Uthman, Rahmatullah Ali, who was the founder of the Uthmaniyya Khilafat. They had spiritual guides. He was guided by Muhyiddin Ibn al-Arabi. His father Sulaiman Shah, Etrugal Rahmatullah Ali. Now with no disrespect, I'm not picking anyone out. I know it's a material world, what can we do? Suddenly there's tours to Turkey to visit the mazar of Etrugal Ghazi. And now it's not haram to visit mazars. Huh? And if you watch the series, which has been researched from history, every time Muhyiddin Ibn al-Arabi performed the janazah namaz, straight away what he said? Fatiha.
Hey, this is not coming from India, Pakistan.
So now when there's Pesa involved, then it's highest to go for the ziyarat. And if you watch Yunus Emre, which is another great Sufi, he lived in Nilyan. He was the Qazi. He became a murid of an illiterate so-called Sheikh, Tabduk Emre, rahmatullah ali. He was buried in Nilyan. On the 10th of Muharram, they put 12 ingredients together and they cooked a khichra.
It's in the series. You got Netflix, go watch it. And they asked him, why do we do this? He said, it's remembering the third Imam of Ahlul Bayt. These are Sunnis. You got any doubt that they are Sunnis? These are Pakka Sunnis.
All the tabarruks are stored in Turkey. Before the Saudis could destroy it, they took it on a train with a guard to the Topkapi Museum. People say, hey, I went to the Topkapi. You know, as soon as you enter, you just see Bibi Fatima's dress on the hopper. You love the dress, you don't love the woman. Huh? You know what's the problem? The knowledge that's been imparted is coming from Saudi Arabia or Google. Because they have the most pesa, petrol dollars, to put their websites. And all these so-called extremist Muslims come from the Salafi Wahhabi tribe. You know, as Sheikh Hamza Yusuf said lately, if I'm on a ship and the ship is drowning, I know the Sufis are full of rituals today because Khwaja Hassan Basri said, he was Hazrat Ali's Khalifa. At that time, he said, in the Umayyad period of Yazid, the cursed. Don't tell me don't curse Yazid because Imam Ghazali had his own view. Imam Ghazali is entitled to his own view, I respect him. But my love dictates that I must love whom the Prophet loved. You don't have to follow me. This makes me very hot. I can't control my emotions. You know? So he said, we respect the 12 imams and we put 12 ingredients into this. You see the ladies before they cook, they say, Ya Allah, Ya Shafi, and they blow into the food. They take Allah's name, they take his name of, may his food become shifa for the family. Okay? Now, quickly, in the 4 minutes left, time goes very fast. Let's look at some of the etiquettes found in the Ottoman Caliphate and see if we follow it. You see, they had houses. If there was yellow flowers in a house, in a pot, and let me get this very clear with you. Instead of giving your wife or whoever, and the whoever you shouldn't be giving, flowers that are cut. Give them a potted plant. They can plant it. Don't kill the flowers. It'll kill the love. As the flowers bloom, so will your love bloom. Your wife can at least plant it and say, my husband gave me this on my birthday. Don't tell me my birthday is a haram, we like it, yeah? So you can plant, you don't kill the flowers. So if there were yellow flowers in front of a house, it meant there's a sick patient in here, don't make noise when you walk in the house. Look at the adab, where's that adab gone? We make noise in the mosque. I tell people how to sit in the mosque, I see them, I can watch them from here, they sit and watch me like this. You told us not to sit against the wall, but who are you? I'm just telling you what the Prophet said, you must sit with adab. I mean, if you're arrogant, may Allah save you. I'll take your name and make dua for you, if I know it. Because I don't like to know people like this. If there were red flowers in front of a house, not a red light, it meant there's a girl in the house of manageable age. Unfortunately, the Hindus took this. When they put that red flag in front, you don't understand. It meant there's 3 ladies in this house that you can go for. You can take a proposal for. You understand? Red flowers meant there's girls of marriageable age. So be careful of what you're talking about when you pass this house. Me, don't say, my daughter is getting married next week. I just feel bad. No, no rishta came for. Allah gave all our children good rishta. When a guest came to the house, nowadays, what we say? Oh, visitors are coming, hey, you know, this phone is take away, man, an order. We are going to cook now. Our mothers were happy that Allah sent their man to our house. And they always cook extra in the house. They said, somebody will eat it. Somebody will eat it. Alhamdulillah. So what would they do, the Ottomans? And they learn this down a whole silsila from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They'll put water and coffee. Without asking. In India, Pakistan, they still do this. They won't ask you, kya pi ke thanda garam. They bring water for you as soon as you enter. Isn't that right? If you drank the water, they know you didn't eat, then they'll take out food. If you drank the coffee, they know you ate. Okay, calm.
Now,
I want the young people to hear this, and the not so very young. In the streets, the young people would not walk in front of the older people. Only if that old person saw him and said, you know what, I'm all right, I walk slowly, I'm all go, with ijazat he passed. And one of the reasons was the younger people were concerned, what if the old man falls, I'm able to help him, that's ibadat. But we, if an old man is driving in front of us, we got car rage, we go behind him, start flashing our lights, ask Firozi knows about this. What's wrong with this? We're reaching for the 9mm. Yeah? Say, take it easy, bye. Yeah, not only you, Firozi. I mean, it's a general thing. Yeah? We do it sometimes. When we're younger, inshallah, we get wiser. Maybe that man got sugar. Maybe he got some sickness. There's no one else to drive him. Maybe he's going for dialysis. So take it easy. If you want to learn how to drive, you can drive in Bombay or Lahore or Karachi. I'll give you a license. They got some assurance. And they got the dua of the Buzurani again. How they drive, there's no accidents, man. You read more Darud Sharif there than you read your wazifas. Okay. When a city was built, what's the first thing we do if you build a shop, if you build a little housing complex? We put the mall. That's the new place of worship. Where the people with gold, oil and drugs can go shopping. The first thing they put was a masjid. And ring by ring around the masjid came the houses. You still see this when you're going to Bethlehem on the way. What's that little place called? Clarendon. You see, the Christians took it from us. You see the church in the center and all the houses around. God was at the center. I mean, in a sense. Masjid an-Nabawi was in the center. Okay? You know, we write on our house some name. Chishti Manzil. Habibia House. You know what they wrote? Ya Malikul Mulk. You know what it meant? The real owner of this house is Allah. He just gave it to me as a loan. You know what they wrote in the entrance of the masjid? Enter this place in peace. But we have peaceful place, mustn't come pester you. We want to have all our chats in the mosque. Now, on the door of our house, I like this one. There were two knockers, a small one and a big one. If the person knocked on the small knocker, if you want to buy one, you go to Chor Bazaar in Bombay. It's got the most antiques. It was never called Chor Bazaar, it's Chor Bazaar. When British men did the real chores, they changed to Chor Bazaar. So if the small knocker was knocked, the ladies knew there's a lady there, ladies answered the door. If the big knocker was knocked, the men was there, the man answered the door. Today the men don't even knock on the houses, they just open, Salikum Babi. And the new style, they gully and allowing the ladies. Where is it? I saw the other day Keanu Reeves. Doesn't even touch the wall. Because he learned from the Matrix. There were fountains for birds. They put food on it. There were pillars outside on the city. It was called Zakat pillars. People who had zakat, they left it on the top. If anyone needed money, they just put their hand on the top and they took it. People didn't know whether they're putting or taking. But of course, we can't do that there now. Okay. But one thing I can tell you we can do. to spend your zakat in this country. Don't you see poverty in your neighborhood? Don't you see poverty in your household, people who work for you? And don't get me wrong, I know you have noble intentions. We want to send so-and-so for Hajj, we're collecting money, our muazzin needs to go for Hajj. If you want to send my muazzin, and Ahmad will be there, inshallah, send him for Umrah. Let him see the holy place. You understand? But don't make Hajj farz on a person whom is not farz. Rather take that money and open them a business. And tell him, make money, pay your debts off. Inshallah, make a niyat. One day when you got enough, you'll go for Hajj with your money. That's the way for Hajj. Hajj and zakat is dependent on that. No, you're selling the man for Hajj, and then when he comes back for Hajj, you start paying him monkey wages again. Because you want somebody to settle for you and do all your hard work. Think about it carefully. If you don't agree with me, you can come and talk. So these are the little adabs if you bring back. And everything they did when they said to eat, they never started eating before the father, the head of the household, started eating. When they left their mother, they kissed her hand. They took 3 steps backwards, then they turned. Why? Because the aura ends there. That's why you don't walk in front of a musalli. But we don't worry today. And the worst thing is when somebody goes to such a big masjid, but their mosque will stand against that wall and be now. Different thing if you're falling backwards or something, you know what I mean? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to have, firstly, adab. Ta'addabu thumma ta'allam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar said, learn manners before you learn knowledge. And there's manners of acquiring knowledge also. I get happy when I see young children learning Quran in the mosque, but what irritates me is when they sit with their legs facing Qibla and the Quran is on their lap. Can't have jail. Dua time, you frighten to do this, or what's this? This is how you beg to Allah. Like, oh, it's Dua time. Sorry, beg to Allah. You understand? And the reason you do this is with your 99 names, we ask you, Ya Allah. May Allah give us the adab. I'm sorry to take so long, but there's certain topics that have to be addressed. So I'll ask my sheikh to make the khutbah a bit short. I don't see. You see, this is the thing now. Also, the imams came before us after the mosque, in case people needed to ask their maslahs. The second fatiha wasn't a ritual. The imam said to everyone, finish the sunnat namaz. Then he read a fatiha. Why? In case somebody wanted to ask him some masla, something in Islam. But we, you don't read second fatiha. It's not a pakka sunni, this is shad, but he cut the second fatiha, he cut the astaghfirullah out. Excuse me, I can give you an explanation for all this. How does it talk about the Shafi'i? The Shafi'i do it loud. The Hanafis read something else after namaz. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't be sheep. One thing we need to learn, Baba Farid got the tabarruks. Today they're selling tabarruks online. Baal Mubarak. I don't know if the guy is pulling his own hair out and sending it to you. Online. Have you ever heard of him? When Baba Farid Ganja Shakai received the tabarruks of Muhammad Mustafa, he refused to take the scissors. Will you refuse Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam scissors? You know what he said? We chistis, we don't take scissors. Because we don't cut people apart, we sew people together. وَأَتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Hold fast unto the rope of Allah. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And don't be separated. So get over all your differences. Because when the drones are going to fly overhead, they're not going to say, that's a Irshad Sufi, he read Salami, let's bomb him. That's so and so, he goes to Ihtima, let's bomb him. That's so. No. May Allah unite our hearts, inshallah. May Allah bring peace to Sudan, Yemen, and peace places throughout the world.
Jazakallah, shukriya.